All right, Patrick Burns, our guest. You know, I've got lots of crazy trannies beating people up, and it's entertaining. I've got all the red meat stuff, the crazy liberals, and that gets ratings, and it's great. But I'm trying to stop nuclear war. I'm trying to stop total insanity. I'm trying to win the midterms here. Roger Stone's going to break massive news tomorrow at 11:30, 30 minutes of the show. He hasn't been on about 3 months just because he's been trying to get his bearings and all the craziness going on, but he's ready to say a lot tomorrow. Be sure and join us on the Friday transmission. Patrick Brown, this is a short segment. We got a whole rest of the hour coming up to get into the real stuff you're doing for election integrity and what we can get done and what's so critical to sovereignty, not just to the nation, but individuals. But finishing up with Iran, with Israel, with Russia, this is accelerating quickly. Trump ignored the advice of the Pentagon when he did this to begin with. He thought they would fall quicker. I get your point about degrading their capabilities, but just putting bookends on other points you'd like to make about that.
Well, I'm more against the Ukrainian war than I am against the Iran war. I feel like a Christian Scientist with appendicitis. I don't want any war. I don't want any more wars in the Middle East. But Iran is ultimately, and you know, it isn't just Israel who's egged us into this. All of the Gulf wants us to do this war. They're scared to death of the Iranians too. So I'm afraid that if we don't see something through, then we're going to be back within 5 years saying, how the heck did we get to go through that tipping point? It made the world unrecoverable. We should have at all. Hopefully we don't have to land 100,000 troops on Kirk Island or anywhere to get this done.
Yeah, well, Kirk Island is not that many, but they think then the defense of it, because they're going to attack Kirk Island with all the weapons they've got above it in the hills there.
Well, what's your idea? That we just declare victory, quit the field? And
I understand that Iran's the big swinging dick in the region other than Israel. I agree with the Pentagon that they weren't going to get the outcome they wanted. And I think it hurts U.S. credibility to sit there and say, you know, we're going to get regime change. No, it's not about regime change. There's a constant flip-flopping back and forth. And I think Iran, even though they've been heavily degraded, politically comes out, you know, stronger. You know, Trump says, oh, we're not going to have toll. Now it's $2 billion a day, but we can't enforce it. They're not allowed to have a toll. I mean, I think Iran is going to try to force the issue. And I think they're going to keep the Strait closed unless we launch a ground invasion. And I think that's going to become a fiasco.
And, you know, it isn't just the energy supplies. It is the food, the fertilizer. Half the world's calories disappear if the fertilizer industry gets deprived of oil. So, he's risking global collapse and starving half the world.
Well, if you look, it's only 500 kilometers up to Ukraine. It's the whole energy corridor is being blasted right now. Russia's stopping most of its exports of energy. Fertilizer's not coming out of that region. Well, it's not just the 30% or so that goes through straight. And what do you make of the Red Sea now and the two oil tankers that got sunk?
Boy, they're saying that they're not going to even let Saudi Arabia can't take its oil to market without this being resolved. Yeah, I mean, we are right at that day you've always been thinking of all your life. That, right?
I've been nightmaring about, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't just believe the Pentagon. When they came out and said all that, and they released a new report 3 days ago saying the same thing, I didn't just agree with the Pentagon. I knew the issues. I'm like, yeah, this is true.
Flynn is very publicly on the side of this has not been well thought out. This has not been engineered like it should have been engineered. And
exactly. If I could hit a button and send the Moolahs to Mars, I'd do it. But you can't half-bake this.
Yeah, and this is half baked.
And then instead, I get the Israel lobby going, "You're a Qatari agent," and it's so insulting to people that are actually being serious. And I'm like, "No, I'm not a Qatari agent. I don't like the Mullahs. This ain't going to work." I mean, you know, that's my issue.
Yeah, well, if Trump's information is that it's not going to work, then he should stop digging. He should stop digging.
You remember, I supported an idea getting rid of Maduro, but you said, "Oh, they'll put in the deputy who's even worse," and now that's where we're at.
Yeah, a lot of half measures. Well, you know, Trump, I'm afraid to say that I think that deal making and this, you know, first of all, he's got people doing this stuff who are real estate lawyers from New York with no depth. Everything to them is transactional. What the other side, what Russia wants to talk about, what Iran wants to talk about is a relationship. What would another relationship look like? These guys really aren't open to that. They're real estate deal makers.
They're doing per deal when they want a long-term alliance. Like Russia's like, we'll give you $37 trillion in rare minerals. Let's get in bed. And they're like, no, let's talk about one little deal. We'll be right back. Patrick, stay. This is important.
River. ride at dawn. Agreed, partners. Let's head out. Right behind you.
The Alex Jones Show. Uncovering the truth from the American heartland.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Patrick Byrne is dead on, real geopolitical expert, not just the founder and CEO of a multi-billion dollar company over stock. Did so much clandestine work as well. So I want to get into the election fraud, something we can do something about, something Trump's totally right about, vindicated. It's not like we just believed Trump last week. You've been like the top dog on this. Venezuela, how it ties into this larger global war, what's coming out of that, and what we can expect next. How much of the fraud have we mitigated? The SAVE Act hasn't passed. We're only a few months away. What is it? It's July, so we got August, September, October, November. So we're like 3.5 months or less out from this. So go wherever you want. There's a lot to unpack here. You've got a lot of stuff that Trump released and also things that you have from federal court to back it up that have never been released before. This is some big stuff coming up. So go ahead.
Okay. What I'm going to show you is the dirty Smartmatic cheating package from Venezuela.
Let's aim that overhead camera at this if we can.
This is like a shell game. I'm going to show you. There's that dirty package was in Smartmatic, where it was called...
Hey, let's start over, because, hey, guys, I left my cell phone like an idiot. I want to shoot a video of this close up, because it'll go viral.
Want to use mine?
I'll use yours, and then we'll post the text. Yeah, let's do this, because this is a backup studio. We don't really have stuff at ground level for things like this.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start over.
We're going to... You got me?
Start over.
I'm going to show a...
Wait a second. We're live on air, but I'm doing it.
Okay.
Again, Patrick Byrne is here, the expert on election fraud, totally vindicated, and he's about to explain how the shell game works for everybody. We're live on air, but I'm also shooting this so I can upload it to X. Go ahead.
There's a dirty Venezuelan software package that lets you steal elections. It was in Smartmatic, where it was called SAES, Smartmatic Automated Election System. They bought an American company called Sequoia, and they put it inside Sequoia, where it was called WinEDS. That's the only name you have to memorize, WinEDS. That dirty package got shifted, and it's actually inside Dominion. They call their system Democracy Suite, but it's inside Dominion. They've been denying like hell that they have WinEDS. They're saying, we don't use it. It's not inside our system. I'm going to prove to you that it is in their system. And then the problem is, what's happened now is Liberty has come along, and actually Liberty is just a new name on Dominion. It's the same corporation.
And talk about a cynical name. We're no longer Dominion. We're now Liberty. And they dropped their lawsuit against Lindell.
So that dirty package is still inside. I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove that to you with some exhibits today. Some of these I'm under order from a federal judge, not to show, but the federal judge turns out to have been Venezuela's lawyer to 2022. So I'm now just ignoring her. So that was the order. Can we switch to the documents?
Yes, sir. We'll do it.
Okay. The first one is Trump released this last Thursday night. The summary of the CIA documents, summary of their own intelligence reporting, 04 to 20. We'll go to document two now. Document two, the summary of that document, they talk about how they have had persistent concerns that Venezuela was developing systems to cheat elections. Well, they did, in fact, develop that software, and it was the WinEDS that I just walked you through. They did, in fact, develop that. Now, the government's still being a little bit guarded about how much they're releasing, but they are acknowledging that, yes, Venezuela developed this, and they've been stealing or trying to steal their own elections with it. Next, let's go to an internal Dominion email, which I'm not supposed to show anyone. This is from 2011. They're talking to a guy named Craig Short, contractor for Dominion, is talking to Sherry Hadsky. You're going to see in a moment. She's the secretary with the Secretary of State of Louisiana at the time. And this is all about the Wind EDS upgrade. Now, remember, you're going to see Dominion's come out and say, we don't have Wind EDS. No, we never do. That's all some junk from the past. But meanwhile, their internal emails, they're talking about upgrading their system. Go to the next page. This is, again, this is more Dominion voting, people talking to Sherry Hadsky. You can see in the bottom of this, Sherry Hadsky is the Secretary of State of Louisiana.government. She's in that office. She says, hey, confidentially, if Democracy Suites runs on Windows, if this runs on Windows 7 and this WinEDS runs on Windows 2003, don't we need two servers? So she knew, and Dominion knew, that that same thing, that they were in fact still using WinEDS. And the guy confirms, yes, that we're going to need two servers. Now we get to the really good stuff. We get to 2020. Let's go to the next page. This is an email from Eric Coomer in 2020. He's running the elections in Chicago. And noticing he writes, he's writing a guy, Goran Obradovic, who's in Serbia. And he says, this paragraph, when you read it, you're going to laugh. They're talking about setting up servers to process ballots as they come in. So this is a few days before the election. He says, 30 minutes, 12,000 ballots. We may have some timing problems. Not sure there's anything we can do other than our best. Look at this. We can set up the cartridges to load overnight as they come in scare quotes, and then
come in, and then
load into Win.
He's even laughing like, oh, as they come in. Oh, yeah.
Why is he doing that? Explain. Why is he putting?
Because you know what's love to brag.
Yeah, but why? As they come in other words, they're faking like the we're good as the ballot.
We can load it and have it ready as they come in.
As they come in, meaning we're going to be uploading them, but pretending that these are ballots coming in from the field, but actually they're. And we can then load them into the WinEDS. So here's Eric Coomer, the CTO of Dominion, acknowledging that WinEDS is being used in their system. He swore up, down, and sideways since then, as is Dominion. Dominion does not use WinEDS.
Well, I mean, they defaulted in another case with Smartmatic. Lindell saying, the judge said, I don't need to see evidence. These machines don't connect to the internet when they're damn internet computers.
And he's saying that
it's like a dolphin doesn't swim in the ocean.
And he's saying our good Dominion machines don't have any of that WinEDS package in them. But here he is talking about that the ballots as they come in scare quotes, meaning as we, you know, as we can load them into WinEDS. And next, I'll just two more documents to show you. Here's a guy, Edmundo Rojas. You look on his LinkedIn. He's at Dominion Voting Systems, but he's also under contract as a senior product specialist to Liberty Vote.
Yeah, so they're rebranded. Don't worry, Republicans own it now. Everything's fine.
And the last two things, which I've shown you once before, but here's another Dominion voting guy, again, writing to Coomer, talking about we're establishing VPN connection into the virtual machines today to reach the county's electronic voting machines. And on the next page, our tablet arrives in Shanghai Customs. We're waiting for clearance. So the tablets you're voting on are actually going through Shanghai Customs where China gets to edit them. And then lastly, you get to, this is all under what's Liberty Vote, right? With the new, they're going to try to sell the public. You can use these Liberty voting machines. It's all this junk. It's a combination of Chinese-made equipment.
It's a shell game.
Chinese-made equipment with Serbian software guys that we saw written in those emails with Venezuelans who are all in our system, the Venezuelans here in the U.S. who are now working for Liberty Vote. I showed you there was one guy. You trace these Venezuelans back to the same university through Smartmatic and Sequoia, and now they're in different places running our elections in the United States. So it sounds confusing, but it's like
a multinational corporate intelligence conglomerate.
Chinese, Iranian, Venezuelan, they're all in on it. It's one constellation of bad actors.
And it's the Democrats and the CIA, as you pointed out, contract people that hate us to do it, so they have plausible deniability.
Got it. So there's nothing safer about this Liberty stuff. It's Serbian software on Chinese hardware being operated by Venezuelans.
And it's a big deal that this judge told you not to do it, and you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, but the judge told me not to release these. She, in fact, put my lawyer in prison for giving these to law enforcement 3 years ago. Our answer is, this is national security.
Public interest.
And we give you a month. We gave her a month. She wouldn't, or it's been 3 years. She still has not given us permission to release anything. And we found out a month or two ago, she was actually Venezuela's lawyer. And then Biden took her out and made her the magistrate judge.
Total conflict of interest.
So, she's looking down the barrel of criminal indictment. A criminal referral has been made about her. This judge is...
All right, we're going to keep going on a live show, but I'm shooting this just for X. So I want to be able to get some up-close shots here in our backup studio. Okay. How people find Patrick Byrne online?
X is the best place to go. Just go to X, find me on X. I also have an occasional thing I use on Locals, but just find Patrick Byrne at X.
All right, well, amazing. Let's talk more about it. And people can find me at Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/AlexJonesShowLive and AlexJonesLive.com. We will upload that.
I'll send it to you.
You can airdrop it to us. And then we'll get that up separately from the live show, but that's good. You weren't exactly – you just have to go zoom right in on your deal at that level. So we can do it. I mean, we can shoot down, but not – you know. And some people have little cameras right here, little robot. Parallel Pro Dart.
Too tedious, but it just shows –
that was not tedious. That was absolutely powerful. And this is smoking on – oh, as they come in.
You get what's going on.
So we preload the results before they come in.
And then as they come in, meaning as we're going to be pretending on November 3rd that the results are coming in, but actually we just upload from the machine as they come in.
He's like, and so we preload before, then we're ready.
Into the WinEDS system that we're going to tell all the state legislatures we don't use.
And you have all the testimony of them telling them that. I remember like, well, that's not there. We have no connection to that. What are you talking about?
There's actually, it gets really even funnier. What it turns out they do is the Dominion sets up a...
Hold on, give me the phone again.
No, we don't need that.
No, I want it. You're doing this great thing. Here we go.
As they set up what they're really doing.
I'll start over. We'll put this on as part two. Guys, we'll edit this into it. Go ahead.
Okay. As what they really do is when they set up a Dominion server for some county, they set up next to it a second machine that is the WinEDS machine. They don't even tell the counties, we have a server in here that's really running with this Smartmatic Venezuelan software. And they run the election on this machine. All this stuff gets in. And what they're not telling anyone is it goes from the Dominion machine to this EDS dirty machine and then gets reported into the election reporting system. So before the results go from the county to the legitimate election reporting system, they're run through this WinEDS dirty Venezuelan software where they and only they have access. They and only they even know it exists. They're not even telling the counties that they have.
That's what's come out with these companies is they claim they're taking photos of the ballots in live time, but they have another computer sliding a whole new one in.
Right. Coomer just admitted recently in a deposition like last week that there's a server before the results go from the server that runs the election to this county server that reports the election. It's going through another server that nobody knows about and only he has access to. So the results go in. And we just have to trust them not to do anything they want to do. And then it gets reported. And they didn't even let anyone know they had that second server.
Wow. And then all these companies tell judges, these don't even hook up to the internet.
It's all a lie. It's his lies have so gotten caught. In his depositions, he's lied and gotten caught so many times. I'm shocked he isn't under arrest yet. He's meeting me next week. I can't say it. We have to meet next week for someplace for a...
if you get him to turn state's evidence, that would be the ultimate victory.
He should.
Now, let me say the weird angle. I'm not saying Trump's doing this, but it's pure speculation. Let's just say the potential's there. If Trump runs Venezuela now with Rubio, he could flip them under his control and make them run elections for him.
I hate to tell you, I think that one of the things that Trump is hoping for, I think that one of the things the CIA is pushing is keep these Liberty machines in place and we'll let you and your sons end up owning it with this. They have their own hedge fund now called 1776. You'll end up owning Liberty. I wonder if the Democrats will accept that if the Trump family owns Liberty.
Oh, they're suddenly going to say it's fraud.
Exactly. It doesn't. But I think what's going on is the Trump family is trying to get its hands on Liberty, and they think some people, that the CIA is trying to pitch them using that as an incentive.
Was that information out yet?
No, that's an call it an informed guess.
Yeah, but you know, I'm on the right track then.
Yeah, you're on the right track. You have good instincts.
Well, the Democrats are suddenly going to be against this now.
Oh, well, that'll solve all our problem. If the Trump family's hedge fund ends up owning Liberty, I guess that'll solve our problem. We'll all be in agreement that we got to get rid of the machines then.
Yeah, because it'll all be nothing but Lindsey Graham's.
Yeah.
But no one will limit Lindsey Graham's.
Yeah. The Democrats have realized is they might get schlonkered. They're just infiltrating the Republican Party now. There's all kinds of people running for Republicans in positions of states now that are just Democrats. Well, they're rhinos, but even worse, they're actually Democrats that are no.
Well, listen, I'm impressed you came to town and just talked to little old me. And I love the crew. Nobody's bad. I'm not mad. But did anybody talk about getting you on Harrison's show while you're here? Oh, Rex, my son, is here.
I'd be happy to.
Rex is hosting. I bet Rex would love to come down here, and you want to hang around, or maybe how long are you in town?
I'm just here for you. Then I'm here tonight. This afternoon, I'm free.
Okay, well, he's doing another show right after this.
Okay.
You can take a break, and well, let's find out. But that'd be a good idea, huh? Let's just show the incredible crew over there. Put them on camera. Don't you love me live on air shooting another video? That's what I do around here.
It's very postmodern.
Yeah, exactly. Wheels within wheels, plans within plans. Anyways, here we go.
Thanks for all you do, man.
You bet. I bet the video shop will focus 10 times the views of the live interview. Okay, we're almost out of time.
Methylene blue. I use it as I'm recovering so well from my heart surgery, and the doctor can't believe I'm trucking along 1.1 miles a day. Methylene blue is what gets me out of bed. I can't believe I didn't know about this supplement for so long.
That was not your cue to plug, but thank you. No, listen, people don't know. Methylene blue is not a stimulant. The Germans invented it like in the 1780s. They gave it to rats. They like lived twice as long. And it skips the oxidization process in the cells. It's magic. But you got to watch out if you're on SSRIs. It'll make you jump off a cliff. You got to talk to your doctor. It's really serious stuff. And first time I took it, it when it really hits you, like electricity shooting through you and stuff, it's wild. And we're not, and this is the strongest methylene blue out there, folks. So, and we have methylene red that's not the same thing, but goes with it well as a stacking agent, or you can take it by itself. We now have the pills out today, 50% off the introductory offer. And it's what funds this operation. We're in the little backup studios, like a submarine in there. And we've got the, I can't announce all this yet, but I'm going to stop there. But let's just say in about 2 weeks, you'll hear a lot of interesting announcements around here. And you're going to notice that there'll be a few days next week that I'm not going to be here because we're busy getting all this stuff going on. But let's just say your prayers have been working. A lot of good things have been happening on the information war front, the legal front. But the final equation, I don't get money from the Israelis, the Qataris, the Easter Bunnies, the Republicans, Democrats, anybody. I get it from you buying T-shirts and great supplements, thealexjonesstore.com. So thank you so much for your support. We have a big sale going on right now, and we cannot do it without you. So thank all you that have supported. But these really are great products. It's really simple. I'm only going to tell you something really works. In fact, I've been doing this lately with new guests that come in, but I've probably given it to 100 people on air. Not one of them did not have a great result. And I've given it to over 500 people personally, and 3 people didn't feel it. Three people out of like 500.
Hard to imagine not feeling it. You got to not be in touch with your body if you can't feel it.
What I love is it's a special molecule. They go, oh, it's fish tank cleaner or it's dye. No, they use it for all sorts of stuff. Like your fish are dying. All of a sudden your fish don't die. It's not a cleaner. It's a stabilizer. And it's the same thing, but it was invented they were just testing things that made things live longer. The Germans came up with it, but because it's out of patent and all that, they can't make money. So nobody cares about it.
Drives everything.
But it does stain the living hell out of stuff. That's why they went, hey, this will be a great dye.
I look like Papa Smurf one night on your show. One day on your show.
It's a really weird molecule. I've had chemists explain it to me. I'm not a chemist. I don't understand it. Well, we're almost out of here. In closing, you think we win the midterms? Because Trump's down a little bit with things he's done. But also, if all these companies are being watched for fraud so close, will they be bold enough to engage in fraud?
No, I think we're going to... You know, all the models you see about and polls, it isn't like they call 100 people and they say 54 say they don't like Trump. That's not how it works. They get the raw data, they feed it through all these models, and then they spit something out. Those models are all corrupted by the fact that our elections have been so corrupt for 20, 25 exactly. years. If Trump takes out 25 million mail-in ballots, because if they, you know, then I think we're going to discover 20 or 30% of Democratic votes have been fake.
Oh, I agree. Well, look, as pissed as I am at Trump about some issues, I'm 100% clear. I want the Republicans to win.
I love how you, of course. I mean, it's a non-starter. And as bad as sometimes we get irritated, I get irritated with Trump about other things. His family is negotiating deals rather
than... Oh, it's very...
Really, kind of... I thought Hunter Biden was bad, but they're so there's things that irritate me, but imagine where we would be without Trump, if Kamala had won.
Well, yeah, it's not a lesser tools for me. It's like I get mad at Trump, and they didn't do any of the insider stuff or sweetheart deals before. They were super clean. Now they've gone the other way because they almost went bankrupt. They're trying to rebuild. I'm like, excuse. Then there's a tank of starving piranhas of the Democrats. Right. So I'm like, I'm not lesser two evils. I'm not, oh, piranhas. And I'm like, oh, and they're like lowering us like, you know, Dr. Evil us into a shark tank. And I'm like,
yeah, you would think.
Oh, support me. You won't be in the shark tank.
You would think that he would have the brains to understand. If he came in and played this term straight, he could have been looking at being on the side of Mount Rushmore in 50 years.
Oh, he and had instead, it all. Oh, my God.
Instead, they're doing business deals over islands and, you know, off
Albania.
And who knows what they're cooking up about Venezuela and Iran.
And then his daughter says, oh, the Rothschilds, they bought it. It's our island. She goes, we're not getting an island. It's made up. And it's like, God, you guys. Patrick Byrne, let's find out if Rex has got a slot for you so you can hang around and come on with him, because you got a lot more to talk about. My son is hosting the next 3 hours. It's an excellent job. But regardless, people should follow you on X and more. But first, we have a message from Darth Vader to don't filter your water, drink the fluoride, drink the poisons, let them bend your will. A message from Darth Vader.
You have great graphics.
At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay. Stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dude, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the ship and cuddle. At night, you never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I was trying to help him win. I was giving him what I thought were very clear, like, path forward of objective things he could do to convince Americans that he was focused on their desperate needs. And at the end of the day, I just didn't feel like he was that engaged. And his other meeting, like the one after me, was like rich people trying to give him statues and stuff. And he was talking about Lindsey Graham's golf drive. And it's just like he wasn't engaging in the fight. Like, I don't think he had the fight. And listen, I don't think I would personally be able to go through the things that Donald Trump went through. They put him through so much, you know, like all the convictions and all the attacks.
Well, let me interrupt again because you're so on target. Again, you're on the show last June or whatever. You say you're in an emergency situation. Everyone's turning on you. Change course now. He could have done it. The vice president sees it, calls you up there, 3-hour meeting. He shows up for part of it. You lay it out. He's like, oh, I got to go be given gold statues and talk about Lindsey Graham's golf drive. You're literally brought in as an intervention to like convince him because they know you're the top pollster. I mean, again, we're not, it's like exactly, I'm done helping him because it doesn't do anything. I mean, I remember telling him when he was president-elect 10 years ago, sir, Fiona Hill is on the board of George Soros' foundation. This general is on it. They are your enemies.
How can we be, you know, the most powerful country in the world, it's not safe to walk around our cities? What the hell is going on?
George Soros.
Yeah. I mean, Soros, honestly, misanthropic. You know, he's for someone who has, sort of claims to be doing good, but actually he is not. You know. He is tearing down the fabric of society. So, terrible.
Obama signed the Defense Authorization, you know, NDAA, with $2 billion with stay-behind networks. What's that? They put their people in to counter and undermine you. Here's the legislation.
What is the legal theory behind the grand conspiracy, and is it viable in the federal courts?
I think there's a good chance that you're talking about a deprivation of civil rights under 18 U.S. Code 242. Ironically, perhaps, you could argue that there's a conspiracy to defraud the United States, which was a lead charge that Jack Smith used for January 6th.
And you're like, oh, Alex, you're so great. Let me talk to your wife. And seriously, God, your husband's incredible. You know how great he is? I mean, like 10 minutes, she's got him on speaker glazing me because that's his currency. And he does that. They glaze each other. I'm like, dude, I don't want to be glazed. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. People ask like, oh, you're mad he called you low IQ. No, I stopped. They used to call and say, he's going to call you in a few hours and you wait by the phone. Will you take a call from the president? I got where I wouldn't even care because literally it's a robot machine kissing your ass to manipulate you.
I was getting hundreds of direct messages from three-time Trump voters who were literally burning all their Trump hats and 55-gallon drums out back. Like, that's where we were because of all the overt, like, antagonization that he was taking out on his original base at the time. Like, that was the backdrop of my trip. And I don't want to be mean to the staff, again, because, like, they were listening very closely, and J.D., you know, wanted Trump to hear my message, and Susie was listening and taking notes, and they wanted to learn from me. And but it's like what I didn't see was when you go into a major corporation and it's like this company has a vision. Somebody laid out a mission, and I bet you they know what their quarterly goals are. And I bet you if you look, somebody's keeping track of how all the meetings tie back to strategic initiatives.
And with the midterm elections a little more than 100 days away, the clock is ticking for President Trump to get out of this war before voters head to the polls. It's making a lot of Republicans nervous. It's already, as we know, unpopular. According to the New Washington Post Ipsos poll, 69% of Americans disapprove of the handling of this conflict. Republicans cannot let this become an endless distraction, especially if they want to win in November.
Well, Americans aren't against the war. A poll just came out. Americans don't want high gasoline prices, but they're not against the war.
I got kind of mouthy, and I was like, you know what? You know, Americans don't like oligarchy. They think that's what the problem is, and a lot of the people you're surrounding yourself make you look like an oligarch. And so you should smash the oligarchy and not be the oligarchy.
You said that. You said it on the show and after. A parade of Larry Ellison saying we're going to control you with AI ain't good, sir.
Yeah. It's bad. Like, when you bring Mark Zuckerberg, who stole your election, into the White House the very first week of your inauguration, like, that is not a good look. And Susie was like, oh, that's really good. I'm going to write that down and use it. But it's like they didn't use it. You know what I mean? Like, we're still...
And they don't know, like, to not bring Bill Gates in. They did that, too. Like, our arch enemies?
Yeah. And, you know, the ties to Pfizer. Like, it just... It's all the way down. Just inconsistencies, betrayals.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, that hour-long Patrick Byrne interview... I mean, that guy is everything he said he is and more. He has been behind the scenes for decades and doing clandestine operations for different government agencies. I'll leave it at that. And there's different factions that they've been trying to expose, the Democrats, the CIA, some of the neocons through China, then through Taiwan, Venezuela, doing all this. And he just released secret federal court documents with the heads of these companies literally bragging how they do all this. And you notice they're all dropping their lawsuits against people right now. Except Smartmatic, because they already had the judge defaulted. But now they're even trying to get out of it. But they just want Lindell to stop talking about it. He's not going to stop, just like me. I mean, you think all the pain you put me through and messing with me and my family, you think that makes me now want to give up when we're winning? Hell no. See, I don't think about what happens to me individually. Because I'm a total individualist. As an individual, I understand that it's individuals giving themselves to the collective that creates the great victory. Not collectivists directing it from the top. Individuals coming together through free will to form organic collectives. That's God's model. So if I need to be destroyed, put in prison, or killed to take you guys on, I'll do it. You know, I saw an Andrew Tate clip that was going viral with the left going, look, Elon Musk is saying exactly what Andrew Tate said. That means they're working together. It's the most classic statement ever about I'll give my life up for truth, and the more you attack me, the more I'll fight you. But to them, they don't stand for anything, so it's so alien, and they always think somebody gave you a script. Like, who orders you to do this? Who gives you your talking points? Who tells you what to say? And I'm like, me. And they just can't get that through their head. They don't understand it. But it's through free association that you decide, not with the IRS with a gun to your head, not with the left coming to you demanding, you know, DEI garbage. We're like, hey, we're taking on the tyrants. We're promoting basic freedom. We've had a lot of victories. If you want people pulled out of the game that are fighting for all of our own collective futures, then don't spread the word about the broadcast and don't buy our products at electionstore.com. And I won't give up ever. I won't go to 5 minutes plugging an hour. I'll go to more if I need to, because let me tell you, I want to expand. I want reporters. I want more hosts. I want to be on 20 hours a day because there's news breaking constantly. I want to dominate the tyrants. I want to beat their ass politically. I want to crush their skulls in. By the way, I've been plugging all day and doing a terrible job. As I mentioned, it's only going for a couple more days. Any order on the side of $29 or more gets a free T-shirt. You just pick your size, get a random surprise shirt. The designs are all either really good and fun or super badass the best. They're all good, but some are the creme de la creme at thealexjonesstore.com. And I am ready. I met with my accountant today. I normally get up at like 4 a.m. and get prepared for a few hours, which I did. And then I normally get up here at least an hour and a half before, but I was with accountants. So only it makes me get pissed off because I had 30 minutes to get ready once I got in here with all the stuff I'd already sent. So I had all these stacks of documents and videos I'd already sent. I had to go kind of collate it and go over it. But I'm sitting there with the accountants. They're like, yeah, you're not bringing the money in to finish this and do that and pull this. And so you better get in there, pal. And that's where we're at. So anything I sell you is excellent because I wanted to knock your socks off. I mean, I have people sometimes like at the park or the grocery store or church. I've been asked this question probably like 500 times the last 20-something years. I've been on here 30-something, but with supplements, it didn't start asking about 20 years ago. We have our own brands and stuff for about 15 now. That way you control the quality and everything else. And people are like, hey, I got a question. Those supplements really work? I've had family ask me that. And I just look at them and I go, have you been to Whole Foods? You've been to Central Market? You've been to the grocery stores? Does a supplement aisle take over the whole store? It used to be a supplement aisle. Now it's like 20 aisles. What do you think all these vitamins and trace elements and herbs and all the drugs they have are like twisted versions of that so they could patent it? What do you think's in the rainforest? The Easter Bunny? No, the unicorn's in there of health and life, and it's all there. So just logically, our bovine colostrum from the best, our methylene blue the best, our methylene red, incredible proprietary, we only have it. This stuff's all insane. When I say that products like, and I didn't do this name because it is an obnoxious name, but it is Ultimate Power. This is way better than Turbo Force. That was a great thing. It's basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other added goodies. Little tiny scoop of this, 10 hours, surging energy, overhead shot. This is stuff I take. Look at this. Look, overhead shot of that. This is not wimpy stuff. And by the way, I don't recommend you take a full scoop. I take like when I take it, I have a scoop. That is explosive. So, and it's filled at the top when you get it up. I've had probably 20 doses out of that. I mean, this says it lasts a month. This is like a 2-month supply. But be careful when you take this. It's 50% off right now. Ultra Methylene Red Capsule, 50% off. I want to wage war against the tyrants. I want to take on the New World Order. SAS, Special Air Services, is the model of the Delta Force and the SEALs and everything today. Their World War II slogan is fortune favors the bold. Well, what is your fortune? I don't want to be a candy-ass Hollywood person. I don't want to be on red carpets. I don't want to wear nothing against tuxedos. You know what I mean? I don't care about that. I don't want to peacock around. I got so much confidence, and it's not even arrogance. It's just mission. I'm just who I am. That I don't need the symbols of success. I want success. But my success is not the big private jet or the big mansion. And if you did that through free market stuff and it's great and you employ people, great, do it. But that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking to take on tyrants. I'm looking to build new systems. I'm looking to launch humanity. I want people in the future, we have even greater success, to just look back in the annals and say, I want to be like that guy. I want to be an inspiration to people to really fight tyranny. That's what I like. It feels good. Like a sheepdog is bred to want to attack wolves. It's nice to the sheep and nice to its owners and really sweet, and a nice big old happy dog will sit in your lap. But when it sees a wolf, and the lips go back and it starts foaming at the mouth and the eyes, and I just can't help it. I want to annihilate tyrants. I want to eviscerate them. I want to gouge their eyeballs out with ice picks, politically, not violently. I want to slit their throats, tear their intestines out, drive over them, draw and quarter them, smash them to hell. I don't like frauds and cheats and scammers and thugs and filth. I want to sit there while they beg for their mommy when I crush them, when I break their skull open. Like Roy Batty, he's just crushing his head. You'll know. Because evil needs to know it's going to get trampled. And it's that spirit they hate. Because they know this spirit's infectious. And they know courage is infectious. So all I'm saying is, load me up with ammunition. Support us at theoxygenstore.com. And I give you my pledge. I'll give you everything I got. I can't even help it. I mean, it's not like I need to give everything I got. You're going to get everything I got. You're going to get everything I got, whether you like it or not. It's done. It's over. There ain't no question. This is beyond commitment. To be committed, you got to commit. I'm beyond committed. What's a word when, ask ChatGPT, see what it comes with. Ask Grok, what's beyond committed? Possessed? Completely filled? By the way, think of possessed as a bad word. What if you're possessed with love and goodness? I am fulfilled. I am that. I don't have integrity. I am integrity. And that doesn't mean I'm Mr. Integrity about everything in my life and I'm perfect. No, but when it comes to doing what I say I'm going to do, standing for what I stand, telling you what I actually believe is the most accurate true information, that is my religion. Somebody's got to have a North Star. Somebody's got to tell people right. Somebody's got to straight shoot people. Enemy, I mean, you, all the stuff I know, I could never sit there and try to calculate what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do. I got so much information just like you do. You imagine these liars, they got to figure what they're going to say and angle and what's this group want. What's that? It's like AOC. She gets in front of a group of Hispanics in L.A. and she goes, "Hello, I am a Hispanic. Do you like taco?" Hillary does that. She goes, "I love hot sauce. You like it?" She thinks like Mexicans go, "Oh, you like hot sauce?" They're like, "What? This person's a kook." AOC is in Tennessee last week. I never even played the clip. She's like, "How's everybody doing here today? I tell you, I'm like Granny. I killed me a possum down there by the river today, and I'm going to give you a possum and some grits today there. And I'll tell you, Grandpa's coming now. We're going to play on the fiddle a little bit here." They're inauthentic. Schumer, "I cooked you a hamburger. Have it. It's a raw hamburger with cheese on it. Probably a space alien. Probably a space alien." So, all I'm telling you is, whatever she is, I'm the opposite. You think I go to England and I get in front of British people and I give them an English accent when I give them a speech? I just talk like I talk. You think I go to speak to some, you know, black group or something? I'm like, "Hello, everybody, I'm Fat Albert. Hey, hey, hey." They're like, "Get your ass out of here, dude." Go to Australia, I'm like, "Crikey, mate, how you doing today?" Can't even do the Australian accent. "Look at the size of that alligator, that crocodile." All right, I'm out of control. I had all these clips and all this news to hit. Rex is coming in. Just energize me and watch what happens. Yeah. You know, I think I've always thought David Icke was wrong that they're reptiles. But reptiles like their meat raw. And if you looked at Schumer's wife, by the way, Beto did that where he was serving raw hamburgers. What? Where do you come from? Are they growing these people in tanks or something? Imagine you went over to some person at work. "Hey, come over for burgers." Come over, like, "Here's a raw burger." You'd be like, you would think they're trying to get you sick or something. Like, "Hey, man, what is this? Are you retarded?" No, man, they ain't human. Take a look. I actually think Chuck Schumer is a shape-shifting demon. I think he probably 5,000 years old, probably lives underground in a flying saucer that got buried in New York. I'm serious. I mean, I mean, look at that alien right there. That's probably like it's the ambassador from Mars or something. And they're just like, "Screw these humans. These people have no idea how we're effing them over." "We love radiation. Man, yeah. So once we nuke everything, we'll be able to grow. I can't spawn and grow eggs on my back until the radiation level isotope is above the level it is now. Hydrogen bombs are what I love." Oh, yeah. They drink radiation coolant. Guaranteed. I'm not even joking. In fact, I bet Schumer's the female and that's the male. That creature right there is definitely a Draco lizard and mounts him. And then he has the eggs and the eggs come out of the mouth. The little baby scorpions, and they sit on his back and he... And you know what they feed on too. They're not just radioactive cooling tank material. That's probably true, actually. Oh, God, help me. Here's Trump montage of Trump's statements saying he would not get us into endless wars and statements on the current war. It's a nice montage, and it dovetails into Carlson saying, as far as he's concerned, Trump isn't even the president. And I agree with that. And that's good. He needs to hear that, because he's like, "I'm the president, not Netanyahu." Netanyahu's like, "Oh, really, bitch? I launched the wars, and when I say jump, you say how high, and you say yes, a boss. Hey, 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 hey." Play those clips.
"The war on aggression will not be my first instinct.
We are ending the era of endless wars.
I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. We will measure our success not only by the battles we win, but also by the wars that we end, and perhaps most importantly, the wars we never get into.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran.
I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion.
What makes you so sure this won't become a quagmire?
We're not going to be there.
You're convinced this won't become a quagmire?
It's not a quagmire. Just wiped out the military of a very dangerous country. We're almost finished.
He said we're almost finished 6 weeks ago. And since then, the ceasefire has collapsed, and three more Americans have lost their lives.
You know, my sense is that Trump's views are irrelevant. I don't think he was for this war with Iran. He did it anyway. He's utterly controlled. So there's that. J.D. Vance is the only person I'm aware of in American national politics with any power at all, to the extent he has power, who would oppose this. But I don't see anyone other than J.D. Vance.
I mean,
hope I'm wrong.
I hope you are too. I mean, there's no doubt that the voices of the independent media is starting to be heard. We've got a long, long way to go, but we're starting to be heard. But again, this is why I think this debate needs to happen now rather than later.
I am very encouraged. I mean, it's not just Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, Laura Ingraham. It's a whole bunch of people that aren't on the Israeli payroll or don't have a death wish, that are literally saying, okay, this has gone too far. Okay, Israel shouldn't be taking over everything, and Iran's not going to fall. Listen to the Pentagon. This needs to stop. The problem is the mullahs are all arrogant now, and they think, oh, we got the straight. We'll just keep doing this. Oh, look, we have footage of – this is incredible. This is official video, not AI. Play it from the start. They just released this when their daughter got married to another lady. That's Mr. and Mrs. Schumer giving birth to the eggs that'll be their babies. This is amazing. Wow. There you go. No wonder they can't cook hamburgers. I mean, reptoids don't eat their meat raw. They're like, here, have a raw beef patty. That's what you do. You know, like, oh, in fact, this isn't beef. This was, you see the kids in the milk cartons? Well, they got to go somewhere. Yeah, they got to get ground up into that chuck beef delish, you know. Soon we'll radiate your planet and total death will rule. Satan, 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 Satan. All right. I love you all. Pray for peace. Pray for global awakening. We love you, Jesus. Get behind me, Satan. Rex Jones takes over the war room now, now, now. Share the feed. Be a revolutionary. Crush the snakes. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.